In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The account that we've heard from St. Matthew's Gospel this morning is called the Transfiguration. And in each of the Synoptic Gospels, Mark, Luke, and Matthew, this account follows the declaration made at Caesarea Philippi by Peter that Jesus is the Messiah. In that conversation, Jesus went on to explain that the disciples had completely the wrong idea about the kind of Messiah he is. They were thinking of a powerful and victorious leader sweeping in to rescue the people from the Romans, the latest power in a sequence of oppressive and occupying rulers over Israel. No. Contrary to this, Jesus said that he was to face suffering, being killed, and on the third day to rise again. Peter had protested at Jesus' words, and he may not have been the only one to find what Jesus was saying hard to handle. In the church's liturgical calendar of festivals, we concentrate on the event of the Transfiguration in August, when it has a day all to itself. We find, however, that we also hear the account of the Transfiguration every year at this time on the Sunday before Lent. And this is because this is the point at which, in the Gospels of Matthew, Luke, and Mark, Jesus reaches a pivotal point in his life. Up until now, the emphasis of his ministry has been on teaching and healing. At this point, there's a dramatic change of gear as he turns his face to Jerusalem and the events that await him there in the days leading up to his crucifixion. This echoes our change in focus in the liturgical calendar as we approach Ash Wednesday this coming week and the impending days of Lent. At the end of today's Gospel, we hear Jesus telling Peter, James, and John, who had witnessed the Transfiguration, that they were to tell no one about it until after he'd been raised from the dead. Why might they have been told to keep such an astonishing experience to themselves? It's worth reflecting on why their viewpoint might be so different after the resurrection by looking at the parallels and contrasts between the Transfiguration and the crucifixion, for they're very striking. Here on this mountain, Jesus is revealed in glory. On the Mount of Crucifixion, he is crucified in shame. Here, Jesus' clothes are dazzling white. There, Jesus is stripped bare, and soldiers throw lots for his clothes. Here, he's flanked by Moses and Elijah, representing Israel's law and the prophets. And there, Jesus hangs between a pair of criminals. Here, there's a bright cloud overshadowing them. There, darkness covers all the land. Here, Peter jumps in to attend to these three great figures. And there, he hides in shame, having denied Jesus three times. Here, the voice of God is heard speaking from the cloud, affirming who Jesus is, telling the disciples to listen to him. And there, it is a pagan soldier who declares in surprise, "Truly, this man was God's son." Today's reading from the second letter of Peter demonstrates how the experience of the Transfiguration enabled one of the eyewitnesses, Peter, to encourage the church even after the resurrection and ascension of Jesus. By the time that this letter was written, some of the converts to Christianity were beginning to doubt. The early church expected that Jesus' second coming would be imminent. And as the years passed by, they began to wonder about the truth of what they believed. They were feeling discouraged and misled and needed to hear confirmation that they had made the right choice. And so Peter writes to them to confirm them in their conviction, to recount once more the awesome manifestation in which he was included on that mountaintop, and to reiterate that Jesus is indeed God's Son, the Beloved. And when we remember that we are called to take up our cross and to follow Jesus, we might find it helpful to hold the Transfiguration and the Crucifixion side by side, the mountaintop and the hilltop, the one lending interpretation to the other. For we learn that the love, power, joy, and beauty of God is found in the suffering, the sorrow, and the tears of the cross. And through each of these momentous events in the life of Jesus, the same call sounds through: "This is my Son, listen to him."